Friends, as you might imagine, we get quite a steady stream of questions here at our organization about where I think gold prices are going to go both in the short term and in the long term. Right now, there are several economists and some analysts who are claiming that gold is in a bubble and that gold is nearing its peak. Now, I do not consider myself a market timer, but I do understand market fundamentals. Therefore, I want to share a few reasons why, based upon these fundamentals, I believe that gold is going to continue to head higher in the coming months and years. The first reason that I believe that gold will head higher is very simple. Gold is a beneficiary of poor monetary policies. And if we have ever had poor monetary policies in this nation, it is today. Of course, the Federal Reserve is currently pumping in record amounts of new money into the financial systems in an effort to revive our broken debt-based monetary system. The result of these poor monetary policies has always been the same throughout history: inflation. And as you probably already know, we are beginning to see the effects of inflation all around us. As inflation rises, it drives up asset prices. And over time, inflation leads to the destruction of the purchasing power of paper currencies like the U.S. dollar. For this reason, history tells us that when investors fear a loss of purchasing power due to growing inflation, they tend to turn to protective hedges like precious metals and agricultural commodities to protect their investments and their cash. Inflation is an inescapable fact of life under our current debt-based monetary system, and hard assets like gold have been and will continue to be the beneficiaries of any future inflation. As I have already said, the Federal Reserve is pouring money into the system and will continue to do so until they are satisfied that the economy is able to stand up on its own. Unfortunately, this nation's economic problems are deeply rooted, and they are structural in nature. Pumping more money into the financial system of America is like giving heroin to a heroin addict. You may think that you're helping him, and it may even appear that way at the moment, but in the end, you are actually prolonging the problem, not helping to solve it. For this reason, I believe that the Federal Reserve's current loose monetary policies are just the warm-up to where things are heading. The end result will be big inflation, and with growing inflation will come increasing gold prices. Number two, the growing global demand for gold is causing supply constraints for the metal. For example, in 2010, global demand for gold soared by 20%, while global gold production rose by only 3%. Simply put, the discovery and development of new gold mines is not keeping up with global demand. Last week, for example, the Financial Times reported that the demand coming out of China for gold had stunned traders. China had already reported a five-fold increase in gold imports over the first 10 months of 2010. Some analysts believe that China could surpass India as the world's largest gold buyer sometime this year. But it's not just China and India that are buying gold. Russia, Turkey, Iran, the list goes on. Many other nations are methodically diversifying their reserves into gold. So with supplies constrained around the world, production lower, and global demand increasing dramatically, gold is moving headlong towards higher prices in the future. And finally, number three. Currently, the amount of money invested in gold by global investors is very low. At the end of 2009, the total amount of retail and institutional investments held within gold made up just a microscopic 0.8% of total global assets. This means that the majority of people have no exposure to gold. For all of these reasons, I believe that gold will end the year of 2011 and into 2012 significantly higher than when we began. And I am not alone in my price predictions. The Wall Street Journal has reported that gold could rise some 30% in 2011, and the top analyst at Bloomberg believe that gold will shine in 2011, reaching new highs. On this program, we always urge you to seek the advice of a trusted financial advisor before making any financial decisions. But if you have not yet taken steps to protect your wealth from the coming ravaging effects of inflation in this country, I urge you to begin now. The Federal Reserve will not stop the next wave of America's economic crisis from destroying the dollar and right along with it your purchasing power. But if you actually believe that they will, I want you to think about two things: Lehman Brothers and the subprime mortgage crisis. The writing was on the wall for years, my friends, but Washington and the Fed did nothing. Considering their dismal track record, isn't it time that you stopped relying upon them and instead began creating your own financial game plan.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by. President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down. President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down as president of Egypt, and he has decided that the higher council of the armed forces will lead the nation.
The truth,
the whole truth,
the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth.
You're listening to Follow the Money Weekly.